this hour by Frederick Remington Fully Cooked Ready-to-Eat Bacon. Exclusive no refrigeration 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5.
Listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right, hello everybody. Welcome to another live edition of the broadcast. We are live with you on Sunday nights, and it is right now, I can officially say it, the dog days of summer. When you look at the calendar, the sweltering heat. And it's July 16th, and you say, wow, this is really the middle of the summer. And it is the hottest time of year here in Florida. I just got back from a 9-day trip, and the last leg of that trip, the last 3 days of that trip, I was in Boulder, Colorado. And I have to tell you that all of this talk that you hear about a dry heat versus a humid heat, I have to say it really is true. Because it was very hot there, especially, you know, later in the afternoons in Boulder, Colorado. I don't remember the temperatures, but they're probably similar to our temperatures here in Florida, at least high 80s, I think, while we were there. But it just doesn't feel as hot. You're not soaked in sweat. And when we got off the plane this morning, we flew the red eye, so we flew all night from Denver back here to Orlando. I actually live 2 hours from Orlando, but that's kind of one of our big airports. Getting off the plane, getting through the terminal, and stepping outside and feeling that burst of steam, also known as fresh air to those of us that live here in Florida. But great to be with you tonight. Of course, we have a two-hour live show lined up for you. Hello to everybody listening over at TalkStream Live, listening over at the GCN main website and on our affiliate stations around the country as well. A lot to get into. Tonight in hour number two, one of my favorite topics, which is government waste. And I found out about a new organization, at least new to me, that is tracking some incredible examples, cases of government waste. And we're going to get into this tonight. The name of the organization is Open the Books, and their founder and CEO, Adam Andrzejewski, will be here in hour number two to discuss. They've got a special report now about art, the government, and the millions the government is spending on artwork. This is going to blow your mind. We'll get into that and more on the general topic of government waste. Of course, the website is ChristianMoney.com. ChristianMoney.com. Our blog is blog.christianmoney.com. So a lot to get into in this hour. And part of the hour, at least getting started here, I want to talk about my trip because there was some really great places we visited and maybe you want to visit as well. I have to start with Galveston, Texas, which was one stop we met on our trip. We spent about a day and a half in Galveston, Texas, which interesting to note, before the great hurricane of 1900, where 10,000 people died, that being the single largest natural disaster in U.S. history, happened in Galveston, Texas, a hurricane. And of course, this was before the days of radar, when they could tell you that a hurricane was coming. People had no warning, and 10,000 people died. Much of Galveston was destroyed. At the time, it was the largest city in the state of Texas. It of course, never regained its status as such, but is a fascinating place to visit with a lot of history. And probably the most interesting thing to see if you go to Galveston is the 1894 Grand Opera Hall. And it is an incredible, incredible facility. It has two balconies, and it is like something out of a historical movie when you step in to this facility. The Grand Opera House, I should say, not hall. And they do actually still have performances there. The facility is in impeccable, impeccable condition. Just gorgeous place to look at. And I placed a video that I took when I was inside the Grand Opera Hall, the 1894 Grand Opera Hall. I posted that video up on my Facebook page. You can find me on Facebook, James L. Paris, or ChristianMoney.com. Either way, you'll find me on Facebook. An incredible video that I did from the second balcony. I was up there, took the video, kind of a circular 360 video, but it's just an incredible place to visit, and it will only cost you $2. I kid you not. They charge you $2, and they let you go in and walk around and look at the place. And it was just absolutely beautiful and fascinating. One note to mention about the Grand Opera House there is that it was the gathering place for the people after the great hurricane of 1900, where 10,000 people were killed in Galveston. People gathered there to pray, to talk to each other, to console each other, and to find out who had died and who might still be living as families were separated during the storm. An incredible place of history. And as you walk the streets of Galveston, you can almost imagine yourself being transported back over 100 years, as many of the buildings that survived the storm are still there, were in many cases repaired and still standing there today. An interesting port city there, and interesting to note that one of my favorite songs of all time is the Glen Campbell 1967 hit, Galveston. However, I will tell you this, that, well, in Galveston, I figured everybody knew the song, Galveston, oh, Galveston. Nobody knows that anymore. And that's when I start getting depressed. I'm sitting there in a restaurant at the beach in Galveston. A young lady is serving us. She's a server there at the beachside restaurant. It was actually Bubba Gump's. I'll tell you the restaurant it was. On the pier there, the historic Pleasure Pier, as it's called, which is a midway with a really gorgeous Ferris wheel. And it's just incredible to look at night. But I'm in there eating, and I said to this young woman, I said, you work here in Galveston, right here on the historic Pleasure Pier. Are you familiar with the song Galveston by Glen Campbell? And she just looked at me and said, no, sir, I'm not. And I had that reaction from not just her, from a couple of other younger people. And it starts to make you feel old. You start feeling like your grandfather. If you ever remember those times when you were with your grandfather and he would share a little anecdote from the past and both you and everyone else in the room would kind of give the blank look like, what? I remember for me, it was my grandfather saying, yeah, I remember when you could get a shave and a haircut for $2. And I was like, what in the world is he talking about? What are $2? So Galveston, a great place to visit. We also had an opportunity, the last leg of our trip where we did not have a rental car. So this was a 9-day trip over three cities. So we fly to Dallas, we get a rental car, we spend a few days in Dallas, then we go to Houston, then we go to Galveston, then we drive back to Dallas, and we fly to Boulder, Colorado. So the last 3 days of the 9 days were in Boulder, and in Boulder, we had an opportunity to use both Uber and Lyft. And even on our trip to the airport, we took a Lyft as well. And I found there was some really interesting differences between Uber and Lyft. And I also got to kind of use my rides, if you will. I think I might have had, I don't know, maybe 8 or 9 rides between the Uber and Lyfts that we called. And I used my rides to interview the drivers, which was fascinating, asking them all kinds of questions about why they're driving, what they did before they were a driver, are they full-time, are they part-time, what is their sort of official profession that they've done professionally. And I'll have some interesting insights for you on that after this break. You are listening to Jim Paris Live. Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for FreeSurvivalGifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love FreeSurvivalGifts.com. At FreeSurvivalGifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Check it out, FreeSurvivalGifts.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL, LibertyID.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. And I don't know if you heard this news story the last couple of hours. It's been in the top of the hour news. Really bizarre, bizarre story. This happening in Arizona. 8 people are now confirmed dead in what is being described as a wall of water that erupted in an Arizona swimming hole. And apparently this is all due to a flash flood that took place at one of these swimming holes, which I guess are very, very popular this time of year in Arizona. These are sort of natural springs, areas that people can go and escape from the heat. But so far, 8 people are dead as what is being described as a wall of water swept through the forest where this swimming hole was located. Authorities say that the flash flood warnings did go out on the news and the radio and television channels, but these folks may not have gotten the news quickly enough to be able to escape their fate. Just when you think you're having kind of a wonderful day with your family, maybe going off to one of these swimming holes, which we have many of these here in Central Florida, natural springs that people enjoy. 8 people dead. What a story. All right, so back to my trip for those just tuning in, talking about the 9-day trip that I just took. And I have to tell you, we're going to get into this whole thing of Uber versus Lyft and kind of my experience with the whole thing and what I learned from interviewing several of these Uber and Lyft drivers while they were driving me around Boulder and Denver, Colorado. Part of the trip was we were meeting with some individuals that are actually partnering with us at christianmoney.com. And if you'd like to find out more about what we're doing on that, you can check out our website, jimparisplan.com. Many of you know that for years and years and years, I did an internet coaching program where I help people to learn about internet marketing, how to start online businesses. We have closed that down because we're doing something totally different. But again, the theme is the same, helping people to make money online and working from home. And so had an opportunity in all 3 of those areas to meet with people that are actually going through this program with us and getting set up to have their own home-based businesses. And you can find out more by going to jimparisplan.com, jimparisplan.com. So as I said before the break, I had an opportunity to visit with and interview all these different Uber and Lyft drivers. And the last driver we had was with Lyft, and he took us from Boulder to the Denver airport. And I have to tell you, one little thing that I learned, an unpleasant lesson, if you will, was about the surge pricing that happens with Uber. I believe it may also be the case with Lyft, but what this means is certain times of the day, you pay a lot more to get one of these ride-sharing services to take you around. So just to give you the numbers, when we came from the Denver airport, we took an Uber from Denver to Boulder, Colorado. It's about a 40-minute trip. So on the way in, that cost us about $40. So when we were getting ready to go back to the airport for our midnight flight, it was about 8 o'clock, and we had already checked out of our hotel. So we thought, well, we're going to be getting to the airport super early, but better early than late. And Denver is a really beautiful airport with a lot to do there. It's almost like being inside of a shopping mall. So we thought, well, let's just go ahead and get the Uber. So I pull up the app, and it's all $120 to get to the airport. And it says surge pricing in effect, which is kind of a fancy way of telling you that now that a lot of people need Ubers right now, we're going to charge you triple what we charged you to get to Boulder originally. So I ended up using Lyft to get back. It was a tremendous savings to use Lyft versus Uber. And it's interesting, if you get into this whole world of ride sharing, there is a rift between the Uber and the Lyft people. They are kind of like Democrats and Republicans. Politically, I don't know where they stand, but I will tell you that if you bring up Uber to a Lyft driver, you kind of get the look of death. The same thing if you bring up Lyft to an Uber driver. These are different people, different philosophies, and I don't know enough about these two companies to kind of understand the differences and why people have such a strong commitment to one. It's not like they choose Uber. They love Uber and hate Lyft, or they love Lyft and then they hate Uber. And sort of the weird scenario that you'll bring up to an Uber or Lyft driver is that you know someone that drives for both, and they turn around and just look at you. So I guess that is the worst of all scenarios if you actually drive for both Uber and Lyft. So the guy who drove us from Boulder back to the Denver airport, this was last night to catch our 12:30 a.m. flight back to Florida. He was sharing with us and he was very open telling us his story. He used to be a writer, a newspaper writer, and he actually, his topic area is food. He was a food critic for decades for several different newspapers and now drives for Lyft. And told me point blank, he said that the newspaper business is, quote, dead, as he drove us on the highway between Boulder to the Denver airport. He began to share with us all of the years that he worked as a food critic, a food writer for all of the big newspapers and magazines in the greater Denver area, and how now he makes his primary living driving a Lyft vehicle. And it was a little bit sad to hear this, but yet another example of how the internet is changing everything. And here's a guy who's at least innovative and smart enough to find a new way to be able to make a living. And some of the income levels that I heard about, one gentleman who drove us from the Denver airport to Boulder, a retired man, he says he has a small condominium. He lives on a golf course, a 9-hole golf course, just outside of Denver. And he said that just driving part-time in a single day, he can put in his pocket over $250. And that was fascinating to me to hear that you could actually make that much. And then probably the one thing that was the most fascinating from talking to all these Uber and Lyft drivers was these new programs that are now available where you can actually get a car. So you don't even have to have your own car. And from what I was told, for about $125 to $150 a week, you can actually lease a car and put virtually unlimited miles on it and have even a lot of the maintenance taken care of for you, and go sign up and get one of these cars and get into the business of driving for Uber or Lyft. And then you can even use that car for your personal car. So not only do you know, let's say you're going to spend $600 a month, that's your car to make money, but it's also your car to have personally. So you don't need a regular personal car to have a car payment on or any expenses for as well. But very, very interesting to see this. And at one time, the airports were sort of the last bastion that the taxis had, that the Uber and Lyft people couldn't go to the airports to pick up or drop off. That's now not the case anymore. And one big difference, too, between Uber and Lyft is tipping. You can tip now on Lyft, but not on Uber, at least not everywhere yet, but it is coming to Uber very, very quickly. We'll have a break and more news and comment after this. Stay tuned.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this"? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back, and I'm in one of those kind of mental states right now. I took an all-night flight last night from Denver, and so you really don't know how to prepare for that, right? So you maybe get a little bit of extra sleep, and you're kind of thinking about it all day. I'm going to be flying all night. And so I downloaded a movie from Netflix to my Microsoft Surface tablet, and I plugged in my earbuds, and I gave my wife one of the earbuds. So I have one, and she has the other, and we watched a movie last night, which was actually pretty good. It was pretty violent. I guess I probably shouldn't recommend it, but it was called The Prince, and it had Bruce Willis in it and John Cusack. Pretty violent movie, but I enjoyed it. I'll be honest with you, as a martial arts guy, I love those shoot 'em up fighting type movies. So we watched that and brought a little bit of food on the plane. And before we knew it, we were getting the announcement from the captain that we were landing in Orlando. So it was 3.5 hour flight. So by the time we got back to the house here in Palm Coast, which is a couple of hours drive, it was about 8:30, 9 o'clock this morning. And what do you do when you're up all night? You go to sleep, right? And then I slept a lot today, and now I don't know what's going to happen tonight. I'll probably be up all night. So that's why I'm kind of a talk radio aficionado. That is, I listen to a lot of talk radio in the middle of the night, and I'm sure I'll be catching every show tonight between midnight and 7 a.m. as I try to get myself back to a normal schedule. One of the things that another interesting thing from the trip that I found interesting, we were on Spirit Airlines. And by the way, anybody that knocks these discount airlines is really just ignorant or uninformed. I mean, you hear people say, "Oh, you're flying on Frontier, you're flying on Spirit. Oh, I hope you can, you know, cram yourself in the seats." I'll tell you, last night we were on Frontier, and we got there early. We had a nice flight, and just had a tremendous. I mean, it was a nice plane, plenty of space, big seats. I had no complaints at all. But what was interesting, our flight from Dallas, our first flight, was that they were looking for tips, no kidding, on Spirit Airlines, which was one of our three flights. When they come around and they ask you if you want to have something from the snack menu, a drink, a cup of coffee, a soda, a bag of potato chips, you give them your credit card. And then they swipe it in the little iPad that they have, and they give you that to sign it. Well, there's tipping now. And who knew that this tipping thing has gone crazy. I mean, my biggest pet peeve on tipping is tipping for takeout. Like if you walk into a Chinese restaurant and you order your food and they just, bring it to the counter for you and you walk out with it, they give you a receipt that has a line for tipping. And you feel like a real heel if you don't tip. And now you're put in the position of having to tip maybe the person that's going to have to save your life if the plane goes down. I mean, can you imagine the plane goes down in water and this is the person you only gave a dollar tip to, or maybe a 5% tip, and they're supposed to bring you a life preserver or make sure your oxygen mask is on. It just felt awkward. It's just awkward. Now we're tipping the flight attendants on these flights. But one other thing that was interesting was the predicament we were in. So we were staying at an upscale hotel there in Boulder, Colorado, and checkout time is at like noon, right? So what do we do? Our checkout is at noon, and our flight isn't until midnight, 12:30 a.m. actually. So I went down to the front desk, and I asked them, can we get an extended checkout? They said, oh, sure, you can stay until 1 instead of noon. Well, that was nice of them, but that was not really going to help me. I mean, what am I going to do for 11 hours without having a place to shower, a place to relax, getting ready for my flight? So we made a deal with them, and I guess there's a standing deal that you can do this. For $75, we were able to keep our room until 5 o'clock that afternoon. So I mentioned that to you. I put that up on my Facebook. I said, hey, this might help somebody if you've got kind of a weird late flight and you're going to end up being, as I put it, I would be homeless from noon until midnight. You can get an extended checkout. Now, at many hotels, I kind of Google searched this, they have a standing rate that you can pay to get an extra 4 or 5 hours at the hotel. All right. So we're in Boulder, Colorado, which is a really interesting place. Our Uber driver called it the People's Republic of Boulder as he was taking us there. And what was really interesting to learn is that a typical home, no kidding, wait for it, a typical house is selling for $1 million. $1 million. Now, I'm riding in an Uber last night, and I'm talking to the Uber driver, and she tells me that she drives for Uber and that her home was recently assessed at $1 million. This is the Uber driver, has a $1 million house. And she says, I don't know if I'm going to be able to even keep my house because of the taxes that I'm going to owe going into this next year. But I guess you can't feel too terrible for someone that has a house worth $1 million, right? Because they can always sell it and they'll get by. But still, and so we're driving through a neighborhood of these kind of, average size, old looking houses, maybe built in the 1970s, maybe even earlier than that. And I just pointed out the window and I said to her, I said, like a house in this neighborhood, what would a house like this go for? And she slowed the car down and just pointed to a house. And she said, that house right there, that little brick house, probably $1 million to $1.2 million. And what's so weird about this to me is when you are visiting a community where every even small house is going for upwards of $1 million, you run into some kind of weird things. For example, one of the things that I had to ask was, well, where do people live that are our servers, that are the Uber drivers, that are the cooks, that are the maids that clean the hotel rooms and so forth? And apparently they are, driving in 45 minutes or an hour in from other surrounding cities. But one of the individuals I visited with a little bit about this, he said, that is one of our biggest problems now. is getting people that will come in here and work in these blue-collar jobs because there's nowhere they can live. And this is really becoming an issue in many cities in America where you have the cost of even renting a small place is thousands and thousands of dollars per month. How do you get the maid that cleans the hotel rooms? Where do you get the cook, the dishwasher, the server? Where do you get the front desk worker at the hotel? I mean, in some cases, I have been in some communities where they actually have to provide housing to people like this. In some cases, they have to bus them in or fly them in even. I had read a story years ago where they were having the big oil boom in South Dakota, that they were actually flying people in, I believe it was from Iowa, to actually, you know, work the service jobs there. They'd fly them in every day, and then they'd fly them back. As crazy as that sounds, that is what they had to do. So where is this all going here with my conversation today? So a lot of people are getting into jobs that they can do where they can work from anywhere, and they're getting out of these expensive areas. So the article I read the other day, and multiple articles using the same statistic, so it is reliable, that close to 40% of Americans by the year 2020, which is in just, 2.5 years, close to 40% of us are going to be working as freelancers. That's everything from the people selling on eBay, Amazon, Etsy, people driving Ubers and Lyfts, and all these other kind of independent gigs that people do. Up to 40% of us are going to be doing that within the next 2.5 years. That's where we're going. And we're seeing more and more people leaving the traditional workplace. We published a big article on my blog a few days ago. You'll find it, where U-Haul is the latest big national company that's actually hiring employees to work for them from their own homes. Yeah, and it's not just U-Haul, it's Amazon, it's 1-800-Flowers, and others. All right, a lot more news to get to. One final segment. We will be back right after this. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to ProstateMiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi everyone, this is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back, our last segment, and I'm super excited about our guest that will be with us next hour. His name is Adam Angievsky, and it is the first time he will be with us. We're going to be talking about his organization called Open the Books, and it's all about finding the truth about government spending. And they have a special report that they've just done, just showing some incredible, just amazing examples of government waste, the government spending tens of millions of dollars on artwork, of all things. And we're going to get into that in next hour, so don't miss that. All right, so where are we at here? Still so much in the news. For those of you that have been following the story of Abby Lee Miller, the so-called Dance Moms reality show star, she did actually finally report to prison. She was supposed to report to prison to serve her 1-year and 1-day sentence a couple of weeks ago. That did not happen. But the news is that she did report this week to prison and will be serving 1 year and 1 day, apparently just a few months in actual prison, a minimum security prison, and then she will go to a halfway house for her conviction on bankruptcy fraud. Again, a lesson for everyone. If you do go bankrupt, don't hide money, because you can't both get rid of all your debt by claiming bankruptcy and keep a little bit of money for yourself. That would be nice, but you can't do that. Sort of part and parcel of the process is that you declare all of your assets and those assets become available to creditors who might get only pennies on the dollar, but you can't deprive them of the pennies on the dollar. They are at least entitled to get that. This story that I'm going to talk about now caught my attention for a lot of reasons. I have mixed feelings about it, so I want to be careful why I say I have mixed feelings. On the one hand, I do think the issue of internet pornography is a big problem. It's an enormous problem. And people I know that work in education, that work with young people, tell me stories, horror stories, about young people as young as elementary school age being exposed to internet pornography and how this affects them mentally, psychologically. And it's a horrible thing that you can just pick up any computer, any smartphone, and go online and look at this pornography that's out there. Well, it looks like the government has decided they're going to do something to deal with this issue of trying to restrict these porn sites to people that are age 18 or older. So I guess what happens now when you go there, they have a little button that says, are you 18? And if you click yes, then you get to go in and look at all of this pornography. Well, the government has decided that's not going to be good enough going forward. So what they're going to do is implement a new regulation that will require you to actually put in a credit card number to be able to prove that you're 18 years of age or older so that you are able to access these porn sites. Now, wow, I've got a number of problems with this. The first problem is I don't like the idea of using a credit card for identity, to prove your identity. Because once you give someone your credit card number, I mean, look, I'm not planning to access these porn sites, but I'm just simply saying that if we're going to go in this direction, that we're going to now use people's credit card numbers for identification, that is, if more and more restrictions get put in place, if this is sort of the slippery slope, that now when we go to a website to be able to access it, maybe they'll apply this to other kinds of websites. Maybe in order to read the New York Times or to post a comment on a blog article that you disagree with or whatever it is, you've got to type in your credit card number. That just seems like a really slippery slope to go on, to have people using their credit card numbers, especially with seedy sites like pornography sites, to be, you know, the people that are running those kind of sites, to actually give them access to your credit cards. I mean, that's what the government is thinking is a good plan here. But I do get this. I get the idea that children should not have access to these websites. So I understand the problem. Not sure that this is the best solution. But really the direction that this is going in is what I see is probably within a handful of years or sooner. I think internet anonymity will be gone. That is, I think we will all be required to probably log in some way when we go online to disclose who we are. And they'll probably say this is for national security to protect us against terrorists that are running websites and anonymously running Twitter accounts and using the dark web and other online means of spreading their propaganda, coordinating on terrorist attacks and so forth. So I get all of that, but I feel uncomfortable with the idea of us going in this direction. In other words, that someone somewhere could actually know all the websites that you visit regularly, anything that you're commenting on, even if you're commenting anonymously. How many of our rights could we lose if we lose the ability to surf the internet anonymously? I get it, though. I get the protecting kids from porn thing as well, but I've got to believe kids are so smart today that they're going to find a way around this. As it is, I've been in some of the local schools here in this county that I live in, and they've supposedly blocked Facebook inside the schools. But yet I'm sitting there watching kids on Facebook. Well, how are you doing that? Oh, well, we have the password to the school and we're able to log in. And then we use this workaround and we're able to do this and the other thing. And we go on Facebook anyway. So you just got to think that kids are probably going to work around this anyway. I get the idea. I love the spirit of this. I'm just not sure that this is an answer for people here at this point. If this is using a credit card to prove that you're an adult, having to type in and give these folks a credit card. Maybe there should be some other sort of identification card that you can get if you want to go to a site like this. But using a credit card, I don't know. But there are some of these innovations. I saw in an ad the other day for a new online credit card service where you can actually create a new credit card number for each individual transaction that you use. It's looked really neat. And PayPal used to have this years ago, and then they got rid of it, where you could actually go to a website and you're making a purchase. And you know how you're afraid they're going to maybe charge you a second time a month later or 2 months later. If it's one of those recurring type deals, like pay $5 and you get this free bottle of vitamins. But if you don't cancel with us in 30 days, then we're going to charge you $20 a month going forward and auto ship you your vitamins. A lot of websites do that. They have those sort of recurring deals. And even though you might go back in good faith and say, I don't want these anymore, they're going to keep billing you. One of the ways to defeat that is a one-time use credit card. So maybe that's a way that people can kind of get around this if this starts to become sort of the standard, that any website you go to, you're going to have to identify yourself by way of giving them a credit card number. So that's something that caught my eye in the news this week. And then also, this is kind of a bizarre story. And you think to yourself, is this really right? So this nationwide retailer that sells wedding dresses, I guess they're based here in West Palm Beach, Florida. The name of the company is Alfred Angelo Bridal. And it says here that on Friday, they suddenly, without any warning, filed for bankruptcy liquidation. And they literally locked all of their stores. Some of the reports are that they actually put, they papered over the windows so you can't even look inside. And now we're hearing stories in the national news of many, many brides that have already paid for wedding dresses. They've already paid for the wedding dresses. They were awaiting final tailoring and customization alterations to the dresses that were at the store. And now they're being told that due to the bankruptcy, they can't have their dresses, that they're sort of part of the bankruptcy. They're part of the assets of the company. And I'm not sure that that's right legally. I mean, if you, I guess if you've already paid for that dress and you had it simply there for alterations, I'm not sure how they can claim that that is an asset of theirs that has to be held for the bankruptcy trustee. Not sure. But this is a really shocking story. One story I heard on the news over the weekend was a bride who's going to be married in like 15 days and she can't get her wedding dress. So people are stepping up to try to provide these brides with alternate dresses. But look, these brides put a lot of money and a lot of time into picking these dresses, getting the alterations done. And this is truly a crime. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, hour number two with Open the Books and Government Waste. Don't miss it. Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for FreeSurvivalGifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love FreeSurvivalGifts.com. At FreeSurvivalGifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Check it out, FreeSurvivalGifts.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.